U.S. stock markets could get less Chinese business if a new law passes, as expected. I'm David Brancaccio. A bill is headed to President Trump's desk that could result in many Chinese companies getting kicked off U.S. stock markets. Delisting is the polite term. The Holding Foreign Companies Accountable Act is now passed both the House and the Senate. Marketplace's Marielle Segarra is here to explain. Marielle, what will this law do once it's signed?
It would require companies that are listed on U.S. stock exchanges to attest that they're not owned or controlled by a foreign government, including the Chinese Communist Party. Also, the bill adds an enforcement mechanism for something that's actually already required by U.S. securities law. Public companies listed on U.S. exchanges have to be audited and then allow regulators to review those audits. Point is to make sure there's no fraud. But the Chinese government has consistently blocked U.S. regulators from seeing those audit documents for Chinese companies. And the bill says if that goes on for 3 years, a company will be removed from U.S. exchanges.
Now, the president is expected to sign this. So what would that mean for the Chinese companies?
You know, it probably would have meant more a few years ago. Because if Chinese companies don't want to follow these rules, they could just list on exchanges in China instead. And there are more options in China now. Like, for instance, it used to be that only profitable companies could go public on Chinese stock exchanges. So the new kind of still growing firms would come to the U.S. instead. But that changed 2 years ago with a new exchange in China.
Marielle Segarra, thank you. Ahead of tomorrow's big report on hiring and unemployment covering November, there's word this morning that 712,000 more people signed up for unemployment benefits in the week that ended Saturday. That's less than the week before, but still very high. The pandemic is forcing people off payrolls again, and it's happening in many parts of the country at once. I spoke to Diane Swonk just now. She's chief economist at the tax and advisory firm Grant Thornton.
One of the things that was startling about the report was that 25 states, half of all states, reported increases of more than 1,000 claims, initial unemployment claims, some of them significantly higher than that. That really shows the breadth of the losses that we're enduring and heavily concentrated in the Midwest as well, where some of the COVID cases are the worst. Also notable is the reasons for the surge in unemployment claims across those 25 states. They were heavily concentrated in healthcare, food services, accommodation, sort of that, you know, the same areas that we saw, retail, that we saw in the latter part of February and early March before we ever went into lockdowns. But the fear of contagion had prompted us to see major losses and people canceled, you know, going to the doctor. They stopped going out to restaurants and canceled their vacations. So all of that is starting to creep into the data.
Economist Diane Swonk. Britain this week approved the first of the COVID vaccines. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is working on its review of the applications now. With manufacturing already in process, a new challenge becomes getting vaccines from factories to places where people can get the shots in their arm. Couple that with an abnormally busy holiday shipping season, you have a wild time to be in the package and cargo delivery business. The Wall Street Journal reports UPS managed its flow earlier this week by telling drivers to temporarily stop picking up L.L. Bean, Gap, and Macy's packages, among others. But other shippers claim to have it under control. My Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig, spoke to one company that's been prepping for months for the combined vaccine and holiday crush, and she joins us from London.
Yes, so DHL Express has been ramping up its own aircraft and charter fleets since May to accommodate a December rush of vaccine and holiday package deliveries. And in fact, the race to deliver PPE, so masks, gloves, medical gowns, those kinds of things, early on in this pandemic gave the company a good idea of the kind of pressure they would eventually be under to transport vaccines effectively. Here's the company's boss, John Pearson, who says he thinks demand on resources now is quite manageable.
It's people, power, and resource. We only had a few backlogs in April time, and since that time, we've been managing well. So then when the vaccines come, I think every man and his dog is going to be busy. We're just on standby, really.
So the pandemic-related pressure on the delivery system, but even more with holiday gifts, with fewer people in stores globally because of COVID. Many around the world are going the online shopping route even more this year.
Exactly. So it's me getting my Black Friday deal on bike chains so my bike tire doesn't get stolen again. It's my neighbor returning the pair of running shoes that didn't fit her quite right. It's all of these new online purchases that we're making. And DHL Express expects volume from e-commerce alone to be 50% higher this year than it was last year. So all those boxes and bags going back and forth from storage warehouses, they take up space on trucks and planes. But John Pearson, the boss of DHL Express, said that's just the new reality and the company is adjusting to that. So for the next 2 years or so, he expects e-commerce and vaccines to just be the newest slices of what the company moves.
Victoria, thank you.
My pleasure, David.
Victoria Craig hosts an early version of the Marketplace Morning Report out of the BBC in London every day, and we share the podcast feed as well. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.